2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 7, which is really the position of every believer. Amen. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Yes.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight.
That's right.
This speaks to the position of every believer. But particularly those who are believers at the Friendship Missionary Baptist Church. When we say we, we're talking about the believers, the children of the Most High God.
Right.
We're talking about those who are in Christ. And really the operative term is, really what describes the believer is that they are new creations.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
They are new creations.
That's right.
We are united with Christ through faith in Him and our commitment to Him. Hallelujah. I feel like preaching this morning.
Amen.
We walk by faith. We who are believers, therefore we are not intimidated by the circumstances that befall us. And the truth of the matter is, my brothers and sisters, stuff happens.
That's right. That's
good
right.
folk.
That's right.
And bad folk.
That's right.
Pretty folk.
Yeah.
Ugly folk.
Uh-huh.
Fat folk.
Uh-huh.
And skinny folk.
Uh-huh.
Stuff happens.
That's right.
And we have to understand that.
That's right.
But what we have to know is that if God is for us, there is none who can be against
That's
us.
Right.
Amen. We are not intimidated by the evil one.
That's right.
Let me pose a question to you, and I've done this before, and some of you are just absolutely baffled when we ask you. And so the question is, what do you do when you don't know what to do? Well, for those who walk in faith, they know what to do.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. When you don't know what to do, you do what you know to do. What do you know to do? Walk by faith.
Right.
Trust God in everything.
That's right.
Amen. I might not know what He's doing,
That's right.
but I know that He's up to something.
That's right.
And He's causing it all to work together for my good.
Amen.
Amen. We have circumstances that happen in our lives and you think God is so far away. Lord, how could you allow this to happen when God is right there? God is orchestrating our lives.
Right.
And if we walk by faith, we know that God is in control.
That's right.
I know that we like to think that, well, we're going to hell in a handbasket. Correct that? Amen. Does not matter what goes on in the world.
Right.
We are the protected ones.
Right.
We are in the hand of Almighty God. And as long as you're in His hand, the devil in hell can't pluck you out. Now, I would hasten to tell you, you can get out. But it's because you choose to do so. But as long as you want to stay in His hand, He will hold you by heaven's power. Now, I know that the scripture says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. By it, the elders obtained a good report. But I like to describe faith like this. Faith is simply taking God at His word. Amen. If God said it, He will cause it to come to pass. But I would ask, and I'm going to be quick, but I want us to get this. I want us to know, number one, that faith is knowing God. Amen. Knowing God. Amen. Paul says in verse 1 there, chapter 5, for we know.
Uh-huh.
And see, when it comes to God, there are some things about God you ought to know.
That's right.
come on, talk to me, somebody. Amen. Some Bible readers. You ought to know that it was God that woke you up this morning. You ought to know that it's God that keeps you day by day. And even when you are like my wife taking many, many medications, God is still in control. Amen. God works through the meds. God works through the doctor. God works like God worked, and can't nobody work like God worked. And when we trust God to do His work, everything is all right. Our problem is when we try to second guess God. Let me tell you, your mind is too finite, and you can't outthink God. Amen. We think God ought to operate in a certain way. And God said, you can't put me in your box. Faith is knowing God. Now notice we said it's knowing God, not merely knowing about Him.
Yeah.
A lot of us know about God, but we don't know Him.
Yeah.
Amen. But to know Him, in the Greek, the word that is interpreted know is genisko, which means to have personal, intimate knowledge about God. Amen, amen. Genisko, knowledge. That's the same word that we find in Genesis 4:25 when it says, and Adam knew his wife. It's that intimacy that you know God, amen, because you have seen Him revealed to us from Genesis to Revelation. If you want to know who God is, find Him in the book. Amen. God is not what folks say He is. God is who He says He is. When I look at what God says about Him, amen, all is well. God says, I see you right where you are. I love you right where you are. But I love you too much to leave you where you are. God says, I have some better things for you. God says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Amen. Now, God's not going to agree with you. You got to agree with God. Amen. See, that's our problem. We're trying to get God to agree with us. Amen. We come up with a whole bunch of crazy stuff. And you know, it's like, and I got to just kind of touch on this briefly. Because one of the things that young folk like to say, well, you know, we just got to be modern, up to date. We got to have some new things. Well, can I tell you something? There are differences in doing things, but there ain't, excuse my grammar, nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1 and verse 9, nothing that's new. What has been will be. I'm always amazed. You say, well, look, we got all this, the iPhones and all of that. It ain't new. Ain't new. Amen. You've been communicating. God just gives you a better way to communicate.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
used to be you on the party line.
That's right.
See, many of y'all too young to know what the party line is. Amen. But that used to be the way it was. Everybody was on the party line. For those who had a phone.
Yeah.
See, some folks didn't even have a phone.
That's right.
So you were not on the party line.
Yeah.
But when you know that there's nothing new, and see, when folk try to tell you there's something new, that's when we start slipping in stuff about God is different. And can I tell you something? God says He does not change. You know the beauty part about God not changing? I know where God is all the time.
Amen.
I know how God feels about certain things.
Yeah.
And if He felt that way about it when this book was written, it has not changed.
That's right.
Amen, amen. Well, Pastor, you just don't have the tolerance now. You don't understand. This is a new day. I don't care how new the day is. God never meant for a man to marry a man. Can I tell you something else about old folks? Old folks knew the Lord.
That's right.
Can I get a witness? Amen. How do I know? Because I can hear them saying things like, He's bread.
Yeah.
When you're hungry.
Yeah.
Amen. They might have been short on theology, but they were long on trust. They knew that the God that we serve, He's able to provide. Y'all ever heard the old folks say He's water in dry places? You see, they didn't know anything about, because they couldn't read their name in boxcar letters. But they could read their title clear to mansions in the sky. That they didn't know about Jehovah Jireh. But they knew that He's a doctor in a sick room. Amen. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. They knew God. They knew what He could do. Now, I got to tell you, He ain't changed.
That's right.
What He has done, He will do.
Yeah.
The only change is in men.
Yeah.
Amen. We've become so sophisticated now, we only need Him part-time.
No.
But I got to tell you, God said, you cannot have any other gods before me.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. He's got to be Lord of all, or He's not Lord at all.
That's right.
Amen. I know that some of us now, we're so refined and dignified that it just seems totally out of character to talk about serving God. But can I tell you something? If you don't serve God, you're going to serve Satan.
That's right.
There is no middle ground. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Faith, we walk by faith. Faith is knowing that we have this precious treasure. Amen. The light and the power of God within us. And I got to tell you, Paul said, it is contained in a perishable container.
That's right.
That perishable container is our weak bodies.
That's right.
But it's so amazing how in our weak bodies, a mighty God comes in and sets up shop.
That's right.
Y'all don't get that.
That's right.
The awesomeness of God, that all that He is, He allows His Holy Ghost to come and live in us. And you know, from time to time, He manifests Himself that everybody knows that He's there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You ever wonder how come you see that preacher jumping around? That's because the Holy Ghost started moving. Amen. Old bones get new. Amen. Muscles get toned when the Holy Ghost starts moving. Amen. See, some folk can't understand that, but ask Moses, 80 years old, and God commissions him, amen, to become the deliverer of His people. And the interesting thing is that God said, I am come down to deliver them. But then He said to Moses, now you go. Can I tell you something? God is still calling for folk to be used in His service. That's why we walk by faith, not by sight. We know that we are frail characters, but God is on the inside of us, and the God on the inside is greater than the world on the outside. Somebody need to know that the light and the power of God resides in perishable bodies. And that's why, let me just drop this in, not part of the sermon, but let me drop this in. When folk mess up, amen, understand they are poor, perishable people. Amen. And so you just ask the Lord to strengthen them and keep on keeping on. Amen. It is not ours to talk down folk, but rather we pray for one another. Amen. When we learn that, amen, there's power in prayer. Amen. When our brother is weak and frail, amen, don't talk about it. Pray for him. Because at some point you might become frail and weak, and you're going to need somebody to pray for you. And I'm glad that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Amen. You want things to change, start praying about it. I, as a pastor, get tired of hearing folk bemoan how things are. Amen. If you want things to change, start praying about it. Amen. Don't talk about it. Pray about it. Amen. We have no power to make things change of our own volition. But the God that we serve, He knows how to change things. And when God changes things, He doesn't necessarily use our playbook. Amen. Because we've already figured out how God ought to do it. Amen. And God said, I'm not going to even think about what you said. Amen. Amen. Brother Peter says, I need some money to pay my taxes. And see, I believe Brother Peter was like Odessa. See, Odessa would make suggestions because she wanted me to do something. Amen. Amen. And so I believe Brother Peter is saying, don't have any money to pay my taxes. But you know what the Lord told him? Go fishing.
That's right.
That was his job.
That's right.
And he was a fisherman. And he said, when you catch that first fish, open his mouth and you got the fish in, the money in there. But let me tell you something, folks. If you don't have a job, don't try to go catch a gaspagoo, a rat red, and get some money to buy you food. Get a job. But that's another one. Paul says, we're talking about we walk by faith. He says, and I need you to understand that because when you walk by faith, we said stuff happens. Paul says we are pressed on every side by troubles, but we're not crushed and we're not broken. We are perplexed. And I don't know about you, but there are a lot of things that's perplexing to me. Amen. How can folk act like they act and say that they have some civility? And so we're perplexed, but we don't give up and we don't quit.
That's right.
We're hunted down by the evil one, but God never abandons us. We are knocked down, but we get up again and we keep going.
Yeah.
Donna McClurkin says, we fall down, but we get up. I don't know about you, but I've learned that sometimes that's the way life is. Life is like a roller coaster. Sometimes you're down and sometimes you're up. But one thing I know, that the plane goes higher and higher. I don't know about you, but I praise God because he's good, and he's good all the time. Amen. We must understand, amen, the doctrine of from the greatest to the least. Stay with me. If God can do the great things in our lives, amen, like save us, then God can take care of us. Amen. You know, we really get bamboozled when we let folk tell us we own our own. I am not on my own. I am walking with the God of the universe. He walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me that I am his own. Amen. When I start feeling so inadequate, he lets me know, I know who you are, but I chose you anyhow. And if God chooses you, amen, God never chose junk. Amen. We might not be perfect, but we are redeemed. Might not be brilliant, but I've been saved. Amen. Amen. We understand the principle, the doctrine of from the greatest to the least. God can do the great things in our lives. He certainly can do the lesser of these things. If God saved us, he can provide. If God saved us, he can protect. God saved us, he can deliver us. Amen. Sometimes we believe that where we are is where we're going to be all the time. Let me tell you, that's not so. We're moving from grace to grace. Amen. God is moving us from where we are to where he wants us to be. But the beauty part about it is he does not move in one fell swoop. I wish I had somebody. He moves us incrementally. Amen. Because we wouldn't be able to stand it if he moved us completely. Amen. From here to there. You got to take some baby steps. I wish I had somebody here. Amen. For some folk in the church. Amen. They can't stand, amen, getting a little authority. Amen. They were humble when they were on their own. But they get just a little bit of authority. And we get a big key, a ring of keys, and we want folk to look at us. Let me tell you something. It's not about you at all. It's all about God. And because God was gracious enough to smile on us and use us in his service, how glad we ought to be. We as believers, the Bible tells us we can have confidence. Amen. And we can live confident lives. How can we do it? Let me quickly tell you. Number one, because we know all things work together for good for those that are called according to his name. Amen. He calls us and then he prepares us. Amen. 1 John 2:3, hereby we know that we know if we keep his commandments. Amen. You want to be sure that you're in the right place, doing the right thing at the right time. Ensure that you keep the commandments of God. Too often we want God to bless us and we are disobedient. Can I tell you something? God can't bless disobedience. Well, let me just put it this way, make it plain. A God can't bless mess. When we let God be in control. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 John 3 and verse number 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. The thing that we can glory in is though we go through hard trials and tribulations, we know that the best is yet to come. Don't let anybody fool you that it's, amen, the best is not yet to come. But he keeps telling us the best is yet to come. Amen, amen. 1 John 5 and verse number 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him. Somebody need to hear this. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Amen. You want God to hear you? Get in his will. You want God to bless you? Get into his book. Somebody asked me once, Brother Pastor, how can I know the will of God? It's very simple. You want to know the will of God? Get into his word. His word reveals his will. When I start living according to his word, amen, everything is all right. I can ask because I won't ask amiss. Amen. I will know that God is in control, and I will ask for things that will glorify him. Have I got a witness here? Too often times, come on, kick it up just a little bit. Amen. I feel like hooping now. Amen. 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 Too often times, we want to do things our way, and we fail to realize it does not honor God. But when we honor him, amen, God has a way of lifting us up as well. Amen. He wants us to glorify him in everything. When we glorify him in everything, hallelujah. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have that petition that we desired of him. How do we know it? Because he said it. We walk by faith and not by sight. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. I turn my life over to the Lord and I'm trusting in him. Amen. That God will make everything well. When God is on your side, everything is all right. Somebody's wondering about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Amen. For tomorrow is not even promised to you. But one thing I know, that if God is for you, everything is going to be all right. Amen. Don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe in his son also. For I heard the son say, in my father's house are many mansions. And I don't know about you, but I like to remind you that there are those that in some of the new translations, they said, in my father's house are many rooms. Well, I said, I don't want a room. I got a room. Amen. I want to go to the King James translation. In my father's house are many mansions. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad to know that I have a mansion in the sky. Amen. When I step out of this life, I'm confident that everything is well. Amen. For I met him a long time ago. And you know, it does not matter whether you met him a long time ago. And I got to tell you, I've been here a long time, but God has been faithful. Amen. But it doesn't matter if you came to him yesterday. Amen. The one who's been here for 80 years has no seniority. Amen. God is a good God. Amen. When you come in with full benefits. Oh, somebody needs to know full benefits. Amen. What the old time saint has, you have. Everything that the saint possessed, you have. Because I realize that when you come to the Lord, amen, you are no longer a sinner. Amen. A practicing sinner, but you're a saint. When you're a saint of God, God said, I'll take care of those that are mine. And so my admonition to you is to remind you that we walk by faith and not by sight. Does not matter how it look in front of me. Amen. I got someone that goes before me.
Amen, amen, amen. That used to be in WW2, as Archie Bunker said, the big one. Amen, amen. The military vessel would have going before them a minesweeper that would move all of the mines out that would potentially be of a danger to other large vessels. Well, I've got a minesweeper going before me. Amen. He's going before me, sweeping out the dangers that is in my life. God knows what could be destructive, and he knows how to move it out of your life. Why? Because we walk by faith. Amen. Faith is taking God at his word. God said, let us not be weary in well-doing. We shall reap in due season if we faint not. Do you want what God has for you? You got to live for him. Amen. I got to tell you, you don't get paid. You don't get paid. Amen. It's an old saying. You don't get paid in the field. You get paid at the end of the road. Amen. You don't get paid out there on your job. You get paid at the office. Amen. God has a payment for us if we learn how to trust him. I don't know about you, but I'm able to glorify God. Amen. Not because of what he's done for me, but because of who he is. Amen. He's the divine creator of the universe. Before there was a when or where, God existed all by himself. It was God that said, let there be, and everything that there is came into being. And the same God that caused it to come into being is the God who holds it in complete control. Let there be, and God said everything he made was good. He made man and said he's very good. But isn't it interesting that that was very good walked away from God, but God was not upset. God did not have a problem, because God began then to provide a way to get man back to him. Man was not of his own volition to get back to God. Oh, I love this. But the Bible said because man couldn't do it of his own will, God had to take the first step. What did God do? I'm glad you asked. While we were yet sinners, God sent his only begotten son. The Bible said he stepped through 42 generations, born of a virgin, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. That same Jesus, the Bible said, went about doing good. He opened up deaf ears, and the Bible said he gave blindness the boot to get out of a man's life. But the greatest thing he did, oh yes, the Bible said he put a cross on his shoulder, went up a hill, called down a doctor. He nailed his hands, reared his feet, stretched him wide, and dropped him low. He died. He died. I'm so glad he didn't stay dead, because the Bible said, early Sunday morning he got up with all power in his hand. I'm so glad that Jesus got up out of the grave, because when he got up, I got up from my sins. The Bible said he tabernacled here for 40 days. The Bible said he took his band of disciples as far as the Mount of Olives, stepped on a cloud, and went on back to glory. But when he got to glory, the Bible said it was a tag team event. When he got to heaven, gave the handoff to the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost came. But you see, before the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, he would simply come and lay on folk. He would rest on folk for a particular job. But since Pentecost, he resides on the inside of us. Ah, yes. Somebody needs to know that the Holy Ghost is on the inside. He makes me walk right. He makes me talk right. He makes me act right. And I got a witness here. Can't nobody do me like the Holy Ghost. He was running in my feet, clapping in my hands. The doorbell ringing. That's why I can walk like a Christian. I can raise my chin up and say, Satan, you don't bother me, though you come at me. The Bible says, resist him. When you submit yourself to God, and he has to flee from you. I'm so glad. God that I serve, he's a mighty good God. Can I go ahead and preach? He woke me up this morning, started me on my way, put walking in my feet, talking in my hands, and let the door bell ring. Food on the table, clothes in the closet, car on the driveway, change nobody. Do me like Jesus, he's alright. He's alright. What does he call for me? I'm glad you asked. What does the Lord require? Let me put it this way. To do justly, to seek mercy, and walk humbly with your God. I don't know about you, but I want to seek justice. I want to do things right. I want to seek mercy. Mercy suits my case, but most of all, I want to walk humbly with my God. God is a good God, worthy to be praised. Too many of us, you know he bless you. He woke you up this morning, and you didn't say thank you. You went to the breakfast table, you ate food he paid for, and you didn't say thank you. He walks with you up and down 59, and you don't say thank you. Comes in the hospital room, and you don't say thank you. I'm glad, I'm glad. We walk by faith, not by sight. I don't know what's gonna happen on tomorrow, but one thing I know, who holds my tomorrow? He's alright, he's alright, he's alright. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. We that are his believers, we walk by faith. Amen. I don't know what tomorrow holds. Amen. I don't even want to know. But one thing I know, it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Though it seems like this perishable body is perishing, I am being renewed daily. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I heard Ralph West talking this morning about how you start out with glasses, then you get bifocals, then you get trifocals. Amen. But God still makes it possible that I can read his word. Amen. Amen. God is good to those who love him. To those who don't even acknowledge him, God is good. For the Bible said it is the goodness of God that leads man to repentance. He's good all the time. Amen, amen. But when you walk by faith, you can appreciate the goodness of the Lord. You ever had folks that had stuff that they appreciated? Yeah, you got a lot of men that got a good woman, and they don't appreciate it. Amen. Conversely, got a lot of good men that women don't appreciate. But when you don't have them, when you had a loving bride, she was just wonderful to help meet, and you were not satisfied. But you got sweet Lucy. Sweet Lucy showed you something. And you know when I'm done, I gotta dramatize this though. See, when you got sweet Lucy, You're sent. Don't go anywhere. Can't shake it off. You got it. Hallelujah. So when the Lord blesses you, appreciate His blessings. Amen. Appreciate what He gives you. Amen. Amen. Tells us, amen to men. Appreciate the wife of thy youth. Amen. I don't know. What is it? And what mystery is it that men don't believe that they age the same way women age? Now, Sister Hodge, a 65-year-old man would think that he's just right for a 25-year-old woman. He didn't realize that he aged just like his wife aged. Amen. But see, he think he's still young, and she's too old for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We shall extend the privilege.